Well, Mr. Race finally broke the news to Jane that he had lost all his money and they would have to start anew. Jane took it like a soldier. But meanwhile, she had received a letter that her 18-year-old niece, Betty, was coming to town to live with them, with the suggestion that Mr. Race could use her as his secretary. But Mr. Race has gone broke and is out of the real estate business. Our scene is evening in the Ace's living room, where we find Jane, Mr. Race, and Marge. Listen.
I think he's right, Jane.
Of course I am.
Oh, but she looks so happy and so glad to be here. I hate to tell her we're broke.
We've got to find out sometime, and right away, too, because we've got to make arrangements about moving out of here.
Moving out of here.
Yeah. Oh, Jane, now don't make it any worse for yourself or for any of us by going to pieces now. You've done swell up until now.
I know, Marge, but it's just a thought that we have to leave here. We have to, don't we, dear?
Yes, we do, Jane. We're going to have to take an apartment somewhere.
An apartment?
Yes, I told you we would, Jane. After all, we are broke.
Oh, an apartment. I guess that's what you call flat broke.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I've managed to save a few dollars out of the wreckage, but that won't last long, and that's why we have to break the news to Betty, because we have to get out of here and find an apartment.
And you've got to decide just how large an apartment. If he's going to stay on here, you're going to have to allow for an extra room or something.
Oh, now, she can't stay on here. We've got to send her back to your sister, Jane.
Oh, no, not that. That's where I put my foot in it.
Put your foot in her?
Absolutely. You can't send her back no matter what happens.
But what am I going to do? I have another hungry mouth open for me to feed?
Oh, no. I put my foot in it. Well, I do. She's not going back. I don't care what happens. I'm not going to let her go back home and tell my sister and my family that we went broke.
But it makes an extra person to look after and to feed.
Oh, what's one more to feed? I'm not going to let my folks find out.
Oh, swallow your pride.
Well, I won't have to. I'll find enough to eat.
You're fine.
Well, it looks like Jane's mind's made up.
Oh, but we are going to tell her, though, about being broke, I mean.
Well, I guess we'll have to.
And I'm willing to bet that once we do tell her, that she'll suggest herself that we should send her back home.
Well, I won't let her, even if she
does. Oh, I don't think there is such a thing as letting Betty do anything. She's pretty strong-minded.
I'll say the word she is. I never heard anybody as smart as she is. The thing she knows.
Yes, the useless thing she knows.
What do you mean?
Well,
I think she is a little too studious for her own good.
Oh, it's just because of those glasses she wears. I wish she wouldn't wear them all the time like that. But my sister wants me to introduce her to some fellows, too. And if she doesn't fix herself up better, I'm going to have a very hard time.
Now, listen, now, Jane, you're getting ahead of your story. We've got more important things to consider right now. This is no time to find fellows for your needs. If she's going to stay on here, she better find a job.
Yes, I know. She keeps saying she can't wait till she starts working for you, dear.
I know that. That's why I say we've got to tell her that I have no job for her. Should have told her the minute she got here this morning.
Oh, she was enjoying herself, so I couldn't be that hard-headed.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know she was enjoying herself so much. She doesn't seem to be the kind that takes all to have a good time.
Well, she's a little bashful, you know, in a strange place.
Yes.
Oh, Betty, come in and make yourself at home.
I was going to read this book in my room, but the light in there somehow doesn't seem to be bright as it should.
Oh, well, sit here, Betty. Here, get up.
What?
Don't hurt you by that lamp.
Oh, sit here by the lamp, Betty.
You want a pillow to make yourself comfortable?
No, thanks, Aunt Jane. I'm quite comfortable.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You have to wear those glasses, Betty, even with that lamp there.
I have a myopic condition with a slight touch of sickness.
Yes. You have to wear those glasses, Betty, even with that lamp there.
Oh, I think she does, Jane.
Oh.
Betty, I've got... What?
Don't A tell us her A yet A.
But, Jane, I thought that we just...
Not A, now A.
Oh, you A mean A, not A tell A her A, we're A broke A?
No A.
But A, we A are A broke A.
Oh, A.
She must A find out A soon A that we have no more A money.
A did.
Oh, yes, we have no more money, eh?
But I hate A, too, A, tell her, A.
Well, we have to tell her sometime, eh? We might as well do it now, eh?
Oh, no, A, not now, A.
Well, when did all this happen, Jane?
What, A?
Is it possible of your money recent?
Betty, do you understand Pig Latin, too? Honestly, she just knows everything.
Oh, doesn't
it? Yes, but you might as well know right now what's going on here.
Oh.
But we have to tell her, Jane.
Besides, I do know now.
Of course.
But when did all this happen?
Well, just a few days ago, Betty, I met a big business reverse. That is, it met me and knocked me flat, that's all.
I thought I detected some undercurrent of unrest here.
That's right. The fact is, Betty, that the job your mother thought you were going to have when you arrived here isn't anymore. I've given up my real estate office. I was forced to quit. I'm going to have to find a job myself somewhere.
Yes, and then the next day or so, we're moving out of here to some apartment.
I see. But you won't find an apartment, will you, Betty?
Mine? You're taking me in with you?
Why, sir?
Well, did you think that you ought to return home?
Home?
Yes.
No, I couldn't do that under any circumstances. Well, I guess would be admitting defeat. I couldn't go home.
See, she says herself she couldn't go home.
Admitting defeat to whom?
Mother, to your father, to everybody who has no faith in me. I've come here to carve a career for myself. I can't go back until I do.
Oh, a career woman.
There's nothing at home for me.
Oh, I see. Then your mind's made up to stay on here with us.
If not with you, then I'll have to make a go of it by myself.
Oh, you can't do that.
By yourself? You may live here in town and not live with us, I should say not. My favorite niece, I should say not.
Your favorite? Your only niece?
Yes, my only niece. Oh, no.
I see. So, Betty, you're going to carve a career for yourself.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. You and me both. You see, as soon as we get settled someplace, I've got to start looking for a job myself.
No, you can find one for Betty first.
For Betty first?
Yes, he's a stranger.
Okay. I've got my own hands full finding something that I can do.
Oh, I think he's right, Jen. Well, after all, sure. Betty can find her own job.
But how? She doesn't know a stranger here.
Well, there's always the usual way, the want ad columns in the paper.
Of course, Aunt Jane.
Oh, yes, the want ad. Oh, where's that paper?
Oh, not just a minute, Jen.
Well, we might as well get started right away. Isn't that right, Betty?
There's no use for cross-meeting.
I'm not lying. I mean it. Where's that paper, dear?
Here it is.
Oh, thanks. What ads? Now, let me see here.
Mother wrote that you're a commercial school graduate. Is that right?
Yes, I am. I've had 2 years of training. That should stand me in good stead.
Oh, here it is. Oh, there's a lot.
Save the help wanted mail for me, Jan.
Domestic. No, it wouldn't be domestic, would it? That's like a horse or a cow, isn't it?
A horse? I think you better not bother with that, Jane. Just let Betty...
I didn't know about this. I want to help her. Now, let me see. Oh, this page is all for men.
I'll take that page, Jane.
Oh, all right. Here you are.
Oh, while you're out, Jane, let me see the apartment for rent thing.
Apartment?
Yes, you better start finding a place to live, you know.
Oh, all right. You look for an apartment. This is fun. It gives everybody something to do. Here it is, for rent.
Oh, yes, that's the part I want. Let me see it.
Here.
Perhaps I'd do better to hunt for my own job, Aunt Jane.
No, I'll help you, Betty, because after that, you're a stranger here.
I can read it, Aunt Jane.
All right, go ahead and read the book. I'll find something.
No, I think I can read the ads myself and pick out something.
Hush, Betty, now you just let Aunt Jane find something here for you. Oh, here it is. Help wanted female. That's you. Here's one. Companion. That starts out friendly, doesn't it? Companion. Elderly woman to be companion to elderly woman.
Oh, that should be just the thing.
No, he's the answer to that.
Oh.
Let me see.
And Jane, I'm a company secretary. I can type, I can write shorthand, I can do...
I know. We'll find something, don't worry. Here's one. Dancing partner. Earn big money while dancing.
Oh, Jane, will you...
Just read your own job, dear. Don't worry about us.
Okay. Bartender, experienced drink mixer, and all...
Bartender, dear.
Well, what's the matter with that? It's no worse than that dancing partner you were reading about for Betty.
Well, I was just reading it, that's all.
Well, that's all I was doing.
And besides, this says earn big money. You can't earn big money as a bartender.
Oh, I don't know.
Jane, there's no use arguing about that dancing partner. I can't dance.
You can't dance?
No.
Betty! Oh, this younger generation, what do they think about nowadays?
Well, certainly there are more vital things than that in this world of chaotic disturbance and changing civilization to which the universe looks to us to help reorganize and rescue from the ravages of barbarism.
You can't dance, huh? No wonder your mother wrote me you don't know any nice fellas back home.
Oh, did she write that?
Yes, he did. When we get settled down and you get a nice job, I'm going to introduce you to some fellas and you can start...
I'm not interested.
Not interested in meeting some fellas?
I'm not interested.
But you don't know talking to
Sammy. They bore me.
A pretty girl like you, except for your glasses, and you talk like that. Honestly, I don't know what the younger generation is thinking of nowadays.
Well, certainly there are more vital
things. Oh, no. Now, don't start that again.
I think you better stick to that job you're trying to find for instead of trying to find fellows. A dancing partner job, for instance. That was a choice.
I don't dance, and that's final. I wouldn't any more take that job than Uncle Ace would take a bartending job.
Oh, don't worry. He can't bartend either.
Now, let me join this little controversy with what I've found under apartments.
Where's it, mine?
Apartment. Triplet. Built-in bar on first floor and convertible ballroom on third floor.
Built-in bar and ballroom.
Yes, how does that sound, Jane?
Oh, it sounds marvelous, but we couldn't move there. He can't bartend and she can't dance. You better look for something else now.
At any rate, the Aces are getting reorganized now and should be settled in an apartment somewhere before long with respective jobs for Mr. Race and Betty. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.